Baptism is not intended to be a cute affair. Baptism is not a baby dedication where somebody happens to get wet. Baptism is a sign and seal of the covenant of grace between God and his people. And that covenant is an intense, dramatic promise that's sealed with water and blood. You know, you'll often hear pastors talk about communion in terms that make it sound like a dangerous process, as though if you take communion unworthily, curses will be brought down upon you. We talk about communion like it's dangerous because it is. That's the nature of covenantal signs and seals. Inherent in any covenant are blessings and curses for those who do and do not abide by that covenant. So in that sense, baptism is really not that different from communion. Baptism is also a covenantal sign and seal. As such, in baptism, there are signs of both blessing and cursing. The sign of blessing is, I think, evident, and I have sought to make it evident through my abundant use of water, that through the blood of Jesus, the sins of God's people are washed away, abundantly so. But how does baptism also include a sign of cursing? For those who break the covenant by not responding to their baptism with faith and repentance. 1 Peter 3 helps us understand it a little bit better. Grab your Bible. We're going to look at it together. This is one of those verses that I feel like you got to see with your own eyes to believe it's in there. 1 Peter chapter 3. In this chapter, Peter begins a discussion of Noah's Ark. And continuing in the middle of chapter 3, verse 20, he says this. So look at chapter 3, verse 20 with me. In it, that's the ark, only a few people, eight in all, were saved through water. And this water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also. Not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a good conscience toward God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at God's right hand with angels, authorities, and powers in submission to him. This is a remarkable passage, and it's one that few of us can stomach because it makes the audacious claim that baptism saves us. Just as Noah and his family were saved through the flood. So the question is not whether baptism saves. The scripture says here clearly that it does. The question is, how does baptism save? Peter is clear. It's not the washing of water that saves us. It's not getting water on my son and getting the dirt off him. Hopefully he's not dirt all over him, but you never know. That's not what saves us, the physical act. No, it's the pledge of a good conscience toward God through the power of Jesus' resurrection. What does that mean? In baptism, as I said before, we see signs of blessing and cursing. The curse for breaking covenant with Yahweh is revealed in the fact that baptism is like Noah's flood. If someone is baptized and they do not respond to their baptism with faith and repentance, they will be judged, as was the world in the time of Noah. If someone is baptized and does not remain in the ark, that is union with Jesus Christ, they will be drowned in the wrath of God. So when we baptize people of any age, we are casting them into the floodwaters with only one hope, that the resurrected Jesus, who sits on his throne above all powers, will work in their heart to purge their consciences of guilt and shame through the work of the cross. The hope is that Jesus will keep the promises to his covenant people to deliver them through the torrent of the Red Sea into the promised land. Baptism saves because it casts us into the sovereign hand of Jesus, praying that he will guide us into faith and repentance. So as I baptize Josiah today, I do so knowing that he has no hope in life or in death, except that the Holy Spirit open his eyes to the wrath of God over sin, calling him to believe the good news that Jesus has died and been raised for his salvation. I baptize Josiah today with great hope because I believe the promise that God will be gracious to my children as he's been gracious to me and to my parents before me. And as I baptize him, I invite you to pray that his baptism will deliver him into salvation, as the ark led to the salvation of Noah and of all his covenant children. Now, if Henry and Megan and Josiah will come forward, we'll participate in this solemn, majestic moment of casting our son on the mercies of the sovereign Christ.